Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. A bloody escalation in Gaza. Martyrs, wounded, shelling, threats, and displacement. Will it pass as if nothing happened? For a week, the Gaza Strip has witnessed a bloody escalation that has claimed dozens of lives. On Monday at dawn, 8 more were martyred and several others were wounded, with varying injuries in airstrikes and gunfire by the occupation forces in various parts of the Strip. The Strip has also been subjected to daily and sporadic attacks. The occupation forces have continued to target infrastructure in residential areas, bombing a desalination plant and a mosque in the Sheikh Ridwan neighborhood north of Gaza City. In a further display of arrogance and tyranny, both the Jews' Prime Minister Netanyahu and his Defense Minister Katz threatened on Sunday to carry out assassinations and evacuate entire neighborhoods in Gaza in response to what they believe to be the launching of kites and balloons from the besieged Strip towards settlements bordering it. Thus, the blood of our people in Gaza has become so cheap in the eyes of the enemies of Allah that it no longer holds any value for them. They threaten to obliterate entire areas of the Strip, displace its inhabitants, and kill whomever they please simply for playing with kites and balloons that drift near the settlements adjacent to the Strip. The scenes of killing, bombing, displacement, and threats have become almost daily occurrences against our oppressed people in the Gaza Strip. This is a scene that breaks the hearts of the Muslims and increases their anger upon anger. This scene would not have been repeated had the rulers of the Muslims mobilized their armies to support them and liberate Palestine. The Jews were reassured that they would remain safe as long as these rulers remained sitting on the chest of the Ummah suffocating them. They had experienced them and were certain of their ability to tighten their grip on the people and armies, even in the darkest and most brutal times against our people in Gaza and the West Bank. It is true that what the Jewish entity is doing confirms the scene that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drew for us in His noble book when He subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَدَيْنَا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ فِي الْكِتَابِ لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنِ وَلَتَعْلُوُنَّ عُلُوًا كَبِيرًا. And we warn the children of Israel in the scripture, you will certainly cause corruption in the land twice and you will become extremely arrogant. Al-Isra 4. But this corruption and arrogance are due to the help of the people, not help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or from themselves, in accordance with Allah's saying, ضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الذِّلَّةُ أَيْنَمَا ثُقِفُوا إِلَّا بِحَبْلٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَحَبْلٍ مِّنَ النَّاسِ وَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمِ الْمَسْكَنَةِ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَيَقْتُلُونَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. They will be stricken with disgrace wherever they go unless they are protected by a covenant with Allah or a treaty with the people. They have invited the displeasure of Allah and have been branded with misery for rejecting Allah's revelations and murdering His prophets unjustly. This is a fair reward for their disobedience and violations. Ali Imran 1:12. And after the rope of Allah was cut off from them a long time ago, the rope of the people is about to be cut off as the peoples of the West turn away from them and global public opinion grows increasingly against them, pressuring the criminal rulers of the West, especially those in America, to cease their support. This presents an opportunity for every sincere member of the Muslim armies to join hands with Hizb ut-Tahrir to offer their support, Nusra, in establishing the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate. This Khilafah caliphate will end the rule of the Rawabila, insignificant, ignorant rulers of the Muslim world, the safety valve for the Jewish entity and the West, and will lead the armies to liberate Palestine and all occupied Muslim lands, guiding us to the fields of victory, liberation, and sovereignty, thus fulfilling the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. He is the one who has sent His messenger with right guidance and the religion of truth, making it prevail over all others, and sufficient is Allah as a witness. Al-Fath 28. The Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir.